Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, April 27th at high noon Eastern Time, one day before the first round of the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, to be played, as it always is, at the TPC Louisiana, that gorgeous layout in the Bayou Bengal country. We will talk extensively about that. We'll chat about last week's event on the PGA Tour, the Valero Texas Open, some thoughts about other subjects on the world of golf stage, and also, of course, a strategy for your game that I always have. And finally, again, as always, my fearless predictions on who will win the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Let's start out by talking about last week's event, the Valero Texas Open, which became a very competitive event. It was weather-plagued early on, some rain with a delay, and then they settled down. And they settled down into some pretty good wind and a very, very difficult golf course, which does not yield low scores, never has and never will. 8-under to 12-under is what your winning scores are. And congratulations to Charlie Hoffman, who made about a 9.5-foot putt for a birdie on the final hole, the par 5, 18th, putting his second shot in the back bunker, hit a very strategic bunker shot, I'm going to say, just to make sure that he didn't go way past the pin on a downhill shot, and left himself 9.5 feet and knocks it right dead center, much to his delight. Four times he's now won, all of them coming from behind. Never a winner in the lead. Boy, and he mentioned it after the event, how Tiger is the one that does it from the, who did it from the lead. Just about everybody else comes from behind. Very interesting how hard it is to win when you're in the lead on the PGA Tour. It grates on you. It is an interesting dynamic in the world of golf to hold the lead. And you can't just hold the lead. Pardon me. You cannot hold the lead. You must continue to strive and go forward, and it's so difficult to do. Brendan Steele had a 3- or 4-stroke lead at the halfway point and faded on the weekend a little bit. He was a winner there 5 years earlier, unable to hold on, finished like 15th place, something of that nature. Not a bad week by any stretch, but just really hard to win from that top position. And it's just a mindset. You've got to go out and you've got to continue to attack like you're the one who's behind. Easier said than done. I just said it. Now go ahead and do it. Very, very difficult to do. But hearty congratulations to Charlie Hoffman, who wins his fourth PGA Tour event. And he kind of was... Well, to say he was happy is certainly an understatement. And he said at the age of 39, you just never know when you're going to be in that position again. It's that hard to win a PGA Tour event. So congratulations to him. Tiger Woods seen yesterday playing golf, 5 holes. He is nowhere near ready to play in a PGA Tour event. You could see from the highlights, he's probably hitting his drive no more than 250. That's fine. He's getting ready to play golf. He did register for the U.S. Open, which you have to do. Everybody does. Doesn't mean he's going to be able to play. I would hope that he gets at least, if he's going to play in the U.S. Open, that he gets at least 2 events in prior to that. Oakmont is a monster. Ben Hogan didn't call it a monster for nothing when he won in 1951. It is murder, and it will be no mercy shown, zero mercy on the at those links outside of Pittsburgh. Okay, so we'll see what happens with Tiger. I'm putting him on hold. He's working to come back. He's going to come back. It's going to be this year. When? Who knows? Dawn Fraser, the great Olympic swimmer in Australia, again came out this past week and heavily criticized Adam Scott for not participating in the Olympics. What she doesn't understand is the Olympics are a secondary event for many, many people around the world. I noted, and this is important, two outstanding major champions from South Africa, Louis Oosthuizen and Charles Schwartzel, have both indicated they will not be a part of the Olympics. Vijay Singh was the first to bow out, and then Adam Scott. So all four of those men, non-Americans, I might add, all non-Americans, don't know if that means anything or not. Do the Americans want to go more than they do? Who knows? It looks like it's possible. But these men, I mean, this is not an event that they have been primed to play their whole lives. And it is in a country that is stricken with the Zika virus. And I might add that is very, very dangerous and career and life-threatening. So is it worth it? Well, I don't even know if that's the most of the reasons. Vijay's the only one. He's so honest. Vijay is the only one of the group that literally came out and said that's one of the reasons why he will not be going. I think Ms. Fraser, who's in her late 70s and was a three-time Olympic champion from Australia when the Olympics were held there in 1956, 1960 in Rome, and 1964 in Japan, in Tokyo. That is what her sport is based on. And she fails to understand in her criticism that golf is not an Olympic sport. It is now a manufactured Olympic sport, and we'll see what the reaction is. I, for one, think that it's not going to be that big of a deal. Not really. They're going to say it is, but I don't think so. I do not think all of a sudden people around the world are going to start taking up golf in droves because they see it on the Olympics. Plus, the coverage of golf on the Olympics may be limited to some degree. Remember, more sports than the Olympics depend on the Olympics, meaning swimming, track and field, all of the other sports that our traditional Summer Olympic Games, golf is not. So we'll see how it fits in. I don't have any problem with any of the players not going. Okay, now let me turn my efforts today to conversing with you about the 156-man field at the TPC Avenel, a great tournament. 1938 was the first one. It was the New Orleans Open or New Orleans Classic. Now it's the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. And there are 11 major champions, one of which I'm going to mention is David Toms. This is like his fifth major. He wouldn't miss this one for the world. Of course he's entered. So it's a full field, again, a summertime event. Last week was the first one in Texas. Next week we also have a 156-man field at one of my top five courses, Quail Hollow in Charlotte. Can't wait for that event. Okay, some of the groups I'm featuring and looking at, Sung Yul No will be playing with Gary Woodland and Stuart Appleby. Now, Stuart Appleby had three great rounds and one bad one. Can he put four together? You cannot win on the PGA Tour without four good rounds. Steve Stricker back in action with Danny Lee and Jason Day, who's back in action. That is a feature group at 10:40 tomorrow morning on tee number 10, followed by J.J. Henry, Chesson Hadley, and Vijay Singh. Vijay is a former champion here. Ricky Fowler back in action with Ben Crane and Jason Bone. Side story to Jason Bone today. His mom got checked out after Jason had the heart attack. She said, gee, maybe I should go get checked out. She did. They took some blood work. They said, you're not leaving the hospital. Triple bypass the same day. He saved her life, he says. So having his heart attack may have been an unbelievable hidden gem blessing. That's a story that we're going to continue to follow. Nice going, Jason Bone, in a kind of a horrible way. Both he and his mom are doing well. Robert Streb will be playing with former U.S. Open champion Jeff Ogilvy and former U.S. Open champion Retief Goosen. What an interesting group. Morgan Hoffman with D.H. Lee and Bai Hung Yan. Interesting group there as well. Those are all morning tea times. Now we go to our afternoon tea times. Jerry Kelly, who played so well last week and a former winner here in New Orleans, with Jamie Donaldson and Harold Varner III, who has played well the last 2 weeks. Watch out for Harold. Justin Rose will be playing with Billy Horschel and KJ Choi. KJ played well last week. Horschel almost won. Horschel is a former champion, 2013 champion here at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Also, Justin Rose is the defending champion. Don't want to forget that. He is so consistent and so good. It's hard not to like him in every event that he tees it up. Fresh off his win, Charlie Hoffman will be playing with Smiley Kaufman and the aforementioned David Toms. Russell Henley with Brian Harman and Chris Kirk. Chris Kirk playing pretty good golf. Keegan Bradley with Alex Chayka and Matt Every. Those are a handful, pardon me, of the groups. Mike Weir, Scott Stallings, Troy Merritt. It is a full field. A lot of guys get in an event like this who are partially marginal. So we'll see what effect that has. But the fields are deeper and deeper and deeper than they've ever been on the PGA Tour. Which brings me to what I've been talking about every week. Want your opinions. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. And the subject that I bring up every week, because it is fun and I'm getting a lot of interest in this one, is the statement that I made before the year started that neither Phil Mickelson nor Tiger Woods would ever win another PGA Tour event. That includes the World Golf Championships, any PGA Tour event, full field, and any invitational event, and any major. Okay. And we know why, because I've told you before, the fields are deep. They press. They can't put four rounds together. And we've seen it. It's rare that guys over the age of 45 can win. Tiger, we have no idea, none, as to where he is. But I will tell you this. When he comes back, he will find a very different PGA Tour than when he left. Every single week, we've got younger players pushing. The middle-aged guys and the older guys. Charlie Hoffman now, at the age of 39, he knew it. He knows. He said it. I don't know how many more times I'm going to have a chance to win. I had to win this week, and he did. John Daly makes his Champions Tour debut at the Insperity this week. So that ought to be a big draw on the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions, it's called. Boy, that sounds odd to me. Why can't they just keep calling it the Champions Tour? I'm going to call it the Champions Tour. It's my show. I can do that. So that'll be interesting, though, because when John Daly tees it up, people do pay attention, and he's looking forward to it. I, for one, think he will not be that competitive on the Champions Tour. I'm not predicting he won't win. He may, but I just don't see him being a knocking on the door every week kind of player. Now it's time for my strategy. And my strategy is to push yourself. Do not take the easy way out. Tee off from a farther tee box. Look at shots differently. Try understanding that you may not be able to reach some of the holes in regulation. It'll sharpen that short game. and you will have so much more confidence when you do play from a shorter tee in a tournament or in any kind of competition. You will feel so much better about yourself. Your intestinal fortitude will be challenged, and you will succeed at that way better than if you take the shorter way out. A lot of the people in the golf community want people to play it forward or play it shorter. That's just because they want to speed up the game. They want people to, score better. You will score better if you do it this way in the long run. Push yourself. And I emphasize something that we talked about last week. Play with better players. Seek them out. Find people that are better than you and play with them if you can. It really will help your game. You will see how they extricate themselves from difficult situations. You will see how they manipulate the ball around the golf course. Course management is better. Ball striking is better. Everything that they do will rub off on you, and I strongly suggest doing that. That is my strategy for today. Now, it's time in the program for my picks. And I've got, of course, 3 picks that I make every week. I haven't been winning a lot. That's true. I don't disagree with anyone who says, geez, Beej, you haven't won lately. I have not. But this is a different week, and I am ready and able to win. Here we go. Here are my fearless picks. D.H. Lee. He's been playing much better lately. I like the young man. I'm hoping that he has a breakthrough week, and I'm picking it this week. Can't go against Billy Horschel, former champion here, played really well last week. Just needs to tighten the nut and the bolt here and there. So I like Billy, and I can't help it. I got to go with Jason Day, the best ball striker on the PGA Tour. So my picks, D.H. Lee, Billy Horschel, and Jason Day. Those are my picks to win the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at the TPC Louisiana, deep in the heart of Bayou Country. So that is my show. Again, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Hope to hear from you on any subject. I get back to everybody. It may take me up to 24 hours, but I do respond to everybody. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar, Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf, saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.